Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while, and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time.
Yeah.
And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof,
which we love.
Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions.
Yep.
So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production, again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, punters and dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers,
dude,
you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, geez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
But mate, like,
you've got form, that's all.
My dad jinxed it, dude. Like, I was meant to, obviously, like, we were meant to go see he's got a disabled sister who's a sweetheart. We were meant to go on Christmas Eve, but then obviously Evie got sick, and then Bonnie was meant to go last week and she got sick, and then Dad just calls me yesterday going like, tell me you're not sick, tell me you're all good for tomorrow. And I'm like, yeah mate, we're fine, don't worry about it. And he's like, you know, we can't cancel on Prue a third time. I'm like, of course not, that's fine, don't worry. And then I'm in bed and I'm like, oof. You don't need to, if you need to take a shit at fucking, like, any time after, I reckon, like, 8 o'clock, there's, you could be forgiven for thinking something might be wrong.
Yeah, 8 o'clock's getting pretty late in the piece.
Yeah, it is. And this is, like, 11:30 at night, so I was just like... I was like, you know, when you get, like, that food poisoning feeling where it's sort of like you get the, like, shiver over your body, you're like, oh, what the fuck's going on here?
If you've got to wake up to shit, something's wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
No one should be shitting after fucking 12 a.m.
No, dude. No, and not.
Obviously, that comes back online at a certain point, but fucking hell. At the true depths of the night where you can't really hear anyone and you know every other motherfucker's asleep, you shouldn't be up panning the Dalton. It's just...
Nah, you shouldn't be doing REM shits.
Nah. You shouldn't be doing REM poos, dude. No way.
Can I be honest with you? And I assume we're recording, but the thing that was like that I wrestled with mostly this morning was, am I really starting 2024 off with a fucking Tom's sick and he's doing shits podcast? Like, is this really fucking, like, could I be any more me right now? Like, it's just such a fucking, I was just like, Jesus Christ. Like, it would have been nice to come on here with a bit more, you know.
Pep in your step.
I'm pepping my step, dude. But instead, I've woken up fucking under the weather and doing heaps of shits. So I apologize, but I am who I am.
We consistent, mate. And I think it's probably actually a good thing, really, if you think about it, because it means that the listener, the punter and the dribbler are going to get more of what they expect.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, if you came on here fucking ripped and, like, you know, eating acai bowls and shit, like, I think it would wig people out.
Yeah, like, new year, new me. So I just turned the brightness up. That fucked me up. New year, new me. But it's just another day, another Dalton dash.
What's caused it, mate? Did you go too hard in the Christmas period?
No, I don't think so. Not really. Like, I had a fucking shitload of sashimi yesterday and a couple of oysters, and I'm just wondering whether, you know, an errant oyster has maybe sent me down a path of, you know, but like it's not, but I'm not fully food poisoned. So that's why.
No, I think an errant oyster, you're looking at fucking food poisoning.
That's what I would have thought. So I don't really know then. That's the only thing. And Steph had the same seafood. So like she's to my knowledge, good to go. It could be the fucking drinking for however many straight days we've all been sort of indulging.
Mate, you don't listen, you look all right. We've got things to do in the next couple of days, so I need you up and firing.
Dude, that was it as well.
I need you up and firing, mate.
We got the Grade Cricket tonight, live show, sold out at the Enmore, 1,600 people. That's an intimidating number. Then we've got fucking 2 days of brave Sydney Test cricket that I'm going to go to. Rain, hail, or shine, I will be there. And I'll be even, like, if I've got to nip down to Bunnings and get some sellies and just blast it in my asshole to keep me tight for 2 days.
Then that's what I have to do. I mean, listen, there's no other option, really.
No. Happy New Year to everyone, by the way.
Because... when the Sydney test comes calling, Tom, when it calls your name, you've got to answer.
Is Eddie there or is he gone, Tobler? Are you still there, Tobler? How are you, Tobler? We've lost Eddie.
Happy New Year. I think we got Eddie back.
I'm here. I was here the whole time.
Oh, we didn't. Weird. You froze, mate.
I said when the test calls your name, you have to answer.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
And it's as simple as that, Tom. It's as simple as that. If you've been hand selected by the Sydney test,
what are you going to do? You got to step up. I've got to get up out of the bed and roll down to the fucking Sydney test, put on my fineries, get down there. But what
put your pants on, mate. Put your boots on, okay? Put your pants and your boots on. Put your collar on, mate. Put your Tobler special on and fucking get down there and get into it.
Dude, I'd love to see someone go to a Halloween party dressed as Tobler.
Yeah.
There's a few iterations you could do. You could do water aerobics Tobler or, you know, review lunch Tobler in his RMs and green linen shirt.
I wouldn't mind some dribblers going to the cricket dressed as Tobler, like the Tobler section, the Tobler.
A bay of Tobler's.
Yes.
Now we're doing water aerobics at the change at the end of each over. They start doing that little fucking hand movement shit that he was doing.
A bay of Tobler's. We'll leave that with the dribblers.
Yeah.
See what they're fucking made of.
See what they're made of.
It's looking, listen.
What'd you get up to, mate? What'd you do?
Happy New Year, mate. Happy New Year, Tobler. Happy New Year, fucking, to the punter and the dribbler. What the fuck did I do? I went to lunch at the Spit with a few mates down at the Spit. Tom, you know the Spit, mate?
Of course I do.
Which was nice, you know what I mean? Set the tone. I was with friend of the show, Jack Edward Archdale, who was in good form. Brought a nice energy to proceedings. And then we went back to my mate Chris Mushin's house and ripped in for the nation.
Oh, lovely.
Pretty stock standard stuff. Walked over to Seaforth to watch the fucking fireworks. You could see them all from there. Very nice. Very nice, man. But, you know, basically what I do every single year is get fucked up and then lay in bed all day yesterday.
I got that vibe.
It's not, you know. I've settled on a pretty good system, I think. So I've just stuck with it.
And I'm assuming Tobler must have been hung as well because I was sending through some red hot fucking content. And I just was getting no bites back on it.
I watched it. I watched it. Absolutely loved it. I couldn't be fucked to reply.
As long as you watched it, that's all that mattered. Because it was
We can't talk about it.
No, we can't talk about it. But I wish I screen recorded it. That's the only thing I regret. I'm like, I just wanted to be able to relive that for fucking ever. That was as pure as it gets.
It did go on for a while as well.
It went on for so long, dude. It was, mate, I can't even speak specifics. I'll have to do that later. Sorry, punters and dribblers. But yeah, as long as you saw it, that's good. Good for you guys.
How'd you go, mate? Did you go all right?
Bed before midnight.
You were?
Yeah. Yeah. This has been a... Well, mate, after Evie got sick, we're meant to go away for, a few days with a mate and his family. And then we delayed on that because we're like, we'll just see how Evie bounces back. Then she was good. Like, she was like, she's all good now. So we're like, fuck it, we'll go like 2 days late. So like the day 28th. Then we're literally packed a car. I've got like the car is fucking bursting at the seams. Everyone's in there, kids in there, fucking Steph's in there. I get in the car, we reverse out, we get a phone call. My mate's missus has COVID. So we literally are in the driveway reversing out. She has COVID, I just drive forward again. And the girls are just like, what the fuck are we doing? I'm like, we're not going. We're not going. And they're just like, what? And I'm like trying to explain to Evie and Zoe that this holiday we've just been getting them psyched for all morning is like not happening now.
Were they Deva?
No, look, they were, but we ended up, like, obviously, you know, I'm a big Silver Linings Playbook fan. Shout out to Jennifer Lawrence, Bradley Cooper. Let's make the best of a bad situation here. We just turned our fucking – we had a staycation. Like, we just went out to dinner every night, like, well, not every night, but like we tried to like make it like we're in a different place. We went to dinner a bunch of times. We went and got like massages and shit. We went and did stuff with the girls. Anytime we were like walking to or from the beach, we'd walk like a way that we don't usually go, so it felt like we were somewhere else.
Oh, cute, dude. Really sweet stuff. Yeah. That's really sweet stuff.
Yeah.
Wholesome.
That's really wholesome.
Was that throwing them off?
This was just Steph and I. This was just when.
Oh,
Steph,
you do it for off. Yourselves.
Yeah, dude.
Oh yeah. My god.
Yeah.
Wow, you must have got lost a couple of times, mate.
Yeah.
Where are we? Never been here before.
Even though technically I'd walk these, like, I'd definitely.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's only like fucking, there's only so many ways you can go.
There's only a certain amount of ways you can go. Exactly. We just kept walking that way. You know, when we were filming the horizontal season shit, that nice back street with that cool apartment?
Yeah.
We just went that way, which I've done 40 million times, but it was like.
Oh, you just went that way. Right. Okay.
Yep.
You just went that way down to the beach.
But it ended up being good, dude. It ended up being like a nice, you know, a nice few days, like where I actually thoroughly enjoyed myself. But so when it came around to news and shit, I'm like, you know what, fuck this, I don't need to go out and get fucked up. I've got a big couple of days, as you said quite rightly, at the cricket. So we've just been watching a fucking sex cop documentary called The Vow. That's about me, dude.
A sex cop.
Cult, not sex cop.
I was like, what's a sex cop? Crime by day, cock by night.
Yeah, well, that sounds like it would have been funner, to be honest, now in hindsight. but no, so that's been, mate, there's nothing too crazy to report from my neck of the woods.
How was yours, Tobler? Did you put your boots on, mate?
No, up at Brunswick Head, so, you know, a bit more low-key than running around in RMs, you know. We just did, like, a fridge-to-fridge because we've got a bunch of different, like, all the cousins are at different spots, so we just went around, had a couple of drinks at each spot.
And then, doing a fridge-to-fridge, fridge-to-fridges are very much a, like, 26 thing. You know what I mean? Like,
I've never done one.
You had the whole family involved.
We weren't on bikes, so it wasn't your traditional fridge. But everywhere's within 1 minute walking distance of each other, so we kind of just hit each spot.
So the toddlers fucking turned it up and got blind.
Turned it up.
Do the toddlers rip and tear?
Yeah, the toddler Hanrahans.
Who goes hardest in the paint? Who's like...
Oh, the Hanrahans.
The Hanrahans, right. So yeah. They set the tone?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a...
See, that's nice. That's nice. An Australian family just getting together and bonding over a fridge to fridge. That's pretty, you know, this is Australia sort of stuff.
I'm sort of envious of that, I think, if I'm going to be honest. You know what I mean? The Simpsons, we just don't have that sort of, we don't have that sort of energy, mate. We don't have that sort of energy. Certainly not for a fridge to fridge. Never been floated. Mate. Don't think it could be executed. Not in the wheelhouse. Just not in the wheelhouse.
No, there's no fridge to fridge happening to the Birmingham household. I don't know if we're doing this, if we're using this footage for a podcast. I apologize. I'm sure it's in bed. I don't know whether it's going to be worth watching, if I'm being honest.
Show them your handmade John.
It's not a toilet, but it is where I thought I may have to vomit.
Oh, God.
That's a shoe basket that I put a garbage bag in because obviously if you throw up into a wicker basket, you're going to have problems.
Big problems.
Yeah. You're going to have to take that thing out. But Eddie, when we started this, Tobler, before you're on, Eddie's like, dude, are you shitting in that? I'm like, no. Like, grunting in a bin.
Yeah, but it's just about the speed of your bowels. I'm thinking maybe you've only got one roll in you before you fucking before it's dribbling down your leg and
the amount of people who sent me this they DM'd the show and also my personal Instagram, thanks to everyone. Like some meme or something where it was like a guy standing in front of a mirror. I think it was for like the end of last year. And it was talking about, like, he was sort of patting himself on the back. He's like, yes, another year without shit in my pants. And then, like, everyone just was saying to me, being like, yeah, you can't fucking say this, bro. And then I've just been going, like, thank you for that. And then now, just please don't shit in the bed, you know. shit in the bed on January 2nd with my lovely wife.
Shit in the bed,
mate.
Yeah. Shit in the bed's a fucking whole different kettle of fish.
I didn't, though. I didn't. Shout out to me. Didn't do it. So that's pretty cool. Pretty impressive stuff.
How does Steph feel sharing a bed with you? Like, because it's obviously just fucking... And in moments like this, because she's just rolling the dice. Does she go to the couch?
No, to be honest, mate, listen. Till death do us part, you know? She made a vow. She made a vow when she stood on the steps of the Parramatta fucking whatever it's called.
Court of Marriages or whatever.
Court of Marriage, Birth, Death and Marriages in the depths of COVID. She made a vow that she would stick with me no matter what. If I'm pooing in the bed, if I'm pooing in a bin next to it. That's what it's about. Listen, she was unaware of the true nature of the situation. Because she was asleep, so I was very courteous in the way that I would excuse myself on the way. Yeah,
much how, like and, a news and how in what way? In what way were you courteous?
Well, I would roll the fucking doona off me and just take my phone and bottle of water and just trot on down to the bathroom, and then trot on back, just slink back into bed, dude.
Where have you been? Nowhere. Absolutely.
Nah, you're not waking up. And REM. Anyway, listen, I didn't want to start the year with a 24-minute fucking poo diatribe, so I'm happy to move on if there's anything else to talk about, or is it literally just me shitting?
Listen, it's probably, I mean, I think realistically that's going to form the basis, the foundations of the podcast. Okay. There might be 5 minutes here or there on something. You know what I mean?
Chinese,
but it's that time of the year. It's that time of the year, punters. Hey?
Do you see the thing? The Chinese guy fucking... Like, this wasn't even on my list. I just thought of it because we were talking deuces. But the fucking Chinese chess player who, like, had to go and shit out anal beads in a bathtub. Because he'd, like... I think the anal bead game in chess is way more prevalent than we've ever realized, and the lid's just been blown off it.
Well, I was about to say, because the guy that played, it wasn't the guy that Magnus Carlsen lost to, was he accused him of having beads up there as well?
Yeah. And then this Chinese guy's now been caught with them. And it just sort of, I mean, like, chess. Who would have thought chess was so kinky? Like, I guess in hindsight now, I'm like, it makes sense because, like, it's such a... The people who were like really good at it seem to all be a little bit sort of weird. And that's not a judgment.
How do you get caught with anal beads in? Like, does someone check you before you start playing?
Well, I don't know if they'll have to now, but
almost
that's
like
what I'm trying to work
exam?
Out. Because they were like, oh, the, you know, he passed them in a bath after the competition. And I'm like, was he like held at gunpoint in a bathtub? You know what I mean? Like.
Well, it might be like testing. You know how, you know, if you are followed by fucking WADA, USADA, I don't know what the Australian version is, they stand there while you piss. Maybe if they suspect you've got beads in, they hop you into a warm body of water and wait for you to...
Pass them, much like giving birth in a bath, which is what Steph did with Zoe. But obviously Correct. It's not exactly the same. Because it's just passing anal beads that are helping you cheat at chess, but you get the point.
I get the point. Yeah, I do. I'm just still, confused how the fuck they knew he had anal beads up his bumhole.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone would ever know. Like, how would you ever know that?
That's what I mean. Yeah. Unless you're admitting it, unless you fold easily under pressure, just a little bit of fucking, you know, light questioning and you've buckled.
There's another Tobler style. There is also the possibility, Eddie, and I know, like, you and I, you know, we've shared many a an evening together where we've, you know, got deep into conversation. You and I are not big ass play guys. So, no. Like, I don't know whether having beads up there vibrating to tell you to move fucking your knight to C3 might, you know, you might be like, oh, like I might feel terrific.
Yeah.
So it might be hard to mask that when you've got that going off inside and tickling your prostate, as it were.
Potentially. So you're suggesting that he may have ejaculated mid-match and that's given him away.
Well, I don't know, because I don't know what's possible in the ass play game. Like, can one vibration make a man come? Like, I don't know that. Reach out, ass play guys.
Don't they? I was under the impression, Tom, and this might have been formulated in movies, that if you're looking to donate semen at the sperm bank, yeah, and you need a little help, then I was led to believe that a tickle could get the job done.
Almost like the same way when you want to throw up, you stick your fingers down your throat and you tickle that.
Correct. Thing at the back, it's actually it's the reverse of that, Tom. Yeah.
But it's your bumhole. You got to go in through the rear.
Yeah.
I've heard that as well, but I don't know whether that's just like an old
makes your cock throw
wives'
up.
Tale. Yeah, it makes your cock boot. I don't know if that's an old wives' tale or not. I'd tell you another old wives' tale. Speaking of old wives' tales, just because I heard this one yesterday being fucking thrown around about the woman who's like saw a car was on her kid and she picked up like a 3-ton car off her kid. You've all
is that a wives' tale, is it?
Have you never heard that one?
I've heard it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a wives' tale or not. I'm just saying who the fuck, who was this person who did it? When did it happen?
Superhuman strength.
Yeah, but like, don't say that to me. It's like, oh, yeah, what about that woman who picked up the car off her kid? It's like, which woman, where was it, when did it happen?
Correct. I need footage. That's what I need.
Picks or it
didn't
happen.
Footage. I need footage. Anyway, interesting story. Is he being suspended, obviously?
I would think you'd have to be. Again, I didn't get too deep, pardon the pun, on the Chinese anal bead yarn. I just fucking, I saw it, I chuckled, and I moved on with my life. But you would assume he has to be suspended. But I think there's also like a couple other, I think we are in a fucking anal bead pandemic in the chess world. Or epidemic. I don't know if you can have a pandemic in a sport, but...
It's their Lance Armstrong moment, you know. Will the sport survive?
Yeah,
hard to know.
They're finding anal beads disposed in Coke cans in fucking, you know, testing houses or whatever.
If they find that Magnus has been beating up, then that's the sport. You'd think.
Yeah, you'd have to think. You'd have to think.
You'd have to think. You'd have to put. I think you're putting a line through the sport if it finds out that Magnus has gone from small to big. In his games.
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, I wonder if there's a... Like, what sort of bead are you using as well, right? Like, you'd have to be... there's not... Are we at a point where there's beads that are being manufactured solely for the purpose of cheating in chess? Like,
I would think so, yeah.
Would they have, a picture of a chess piece on the box?
Well, I think you'd need a pretty significant range of vibration so that you're through messaging, you're fucking, or is it like the tempo of the vibration that gives away what move to do?
Well, could it also be like, because it's pretty well fucking like A, B, C, D, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, could it just be I pulse... The first pulse represents letter.
Yep.
And then there's a break, and then second pulse dictates number.
Yep. I think that makes sense.
That would be, again, I haven't, and like, I don't want to out myself as a chess beater. I haven't chess beated yet, but that's how I imagine chess beating would work.
But again, if you believe the old wives' tale about the sperm donation, you're in big trouble with that much vibration going on. Huge trouble.
Huge. constant vibration. And like, there's no, you can mask, you know, going through anal vibrations, but there's no way that you can hide ejaculation on the face. Like, as in it's telling.
You'd have to wear it. On the face, yeah.
I don't mean ejaculation onto your face.
You gotta go like that.
I mean, yeah. You have to put your head in your hands and like try and sneeze a bunch. Yeah, you can cough like you're just doing there, masking ejaculation.
Just mask it. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
All right, so huge controversy in chess. Let's keep an eye on that.
Yeah, let's keep an eye on that.
Punters and Dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now, you can follow along all of our bets at in the About Even private group on the Neds app. You can also follow our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely cut to fucking the Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but the civilian bets is where you can see me getting my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as
you
well.
You mean, you know, well, Eddie, just, you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
You just, where were you? Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full pixie stuff. So now you're just going to say, you're going to talk about the fucking profiles tab as well? You're going to talk about the About Even group? Yeah?
About Even group.
Yeah, how do you get in there?
That's what I said, Code Dribblers.
Oh, okay, there you go, good. Yeah. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Oh, yeah, great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies. Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Punters and Dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf. Be in the chance? Be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at hallosport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? Because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. If you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to hallosport.shop. Bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler. And we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up.
Look at you with fucking headphones, old school headphones. What's wrong with you? What's that about?
Mate, I forgot the laptop charger. I forgot my headphones. So I'm on.
Forgot them where?
Where? I'm not in.
Oh, you're at Ella's house.
Yeah. Because we stayed over here when we went to fucking New Year's at Seaforth. Just easier, mate. Right. Simpler.
Yeah, no, I understand that, mate. That makes sense.
And I just forgot a few things, mate. So I'm having to fucking make it up as I go.
Mm.
But I'm delivering.
Good for you. Yeah. As you can see, delivering big time. Shout out to headphones on a cord. I was actually fucking very anti moving to AirPods when they
We've talked about
on.
This, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't
but
make any sense.
Now I see you with cords. Well, now I see you with cords, like your head's fucking stuck to the computer. I'm just like, this is madness. Yes. You've got no range at all.
No range. Look at that. It's ridiculous. Absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Fucking hell. Forgive that yawn. That was inappropriate on a podcast.
What else we got, right, boys?
Now Tobler's yawning as well.
Yep, you got me done.
Oh, Tobler. Oh, fucking Tobler. Fisher putting up that thing of fucking Cam Munster asking him to DJ his wedding was hilarious. That was funny.
But also, I tell you what I thought was the best part of it. He's asking him 3 days out.
No, see, that's what we would, if you look at the message, Fisher just shared it from like June.
Oh, okay, right. I was going to say, that is fucking absurd.
I know. I thought it was 3 days out as well. I was like, you have got to be kidding me, Cam Munster. That is wild behavior. Absolutely wild. But no.
But now that I know that it's from June, that changes things quite dramatically. I respect him shooting his shot.
He must know him to some degree, right? You've got to know Fisher to some degree. But like to then have Fisher be like, bro, New Year's? Like, but also like, what do you reckon Fisher would get paid per gig? Fucking at $500,000?
No.
Less?
He'd get that. Yeah, it'd be less. He plays fucking, like, how many times a week does he play? 4 or 5 times?
Yeah, but he's all around the world and shit, so I'm not saying
I'm just saying if he was getting $500,000 for paying twice, three times a week,
sure. No, I'm with you there. I'm with you
gotta
there.
Gotta be worth so fucking hundreds of millions.
So what?
Estimated to be between 150 and 300.
But remember when he did Live and shit? He would have got 500 for that, I reckon.
Yeah, but dude, okay, let's say in between 150 and 300. Like, is Munster, is Munster just calling in like a wedding favor? Like, just come and do my wedding on New Year's Eve for free.
I think he's calling in a favor. And I didn't even think he's got a favor to ask. I think he's just asking, can he DJ his wedding? Like, but
well,
I mean,
he's
listen,
like, he's
I
like,
wanna,
yo,
I don't wanna,
night or some shit.
I don't want to imply that fucking Munster isn't good for the coin because.
We know he
he'd
is.
Make,
well,
he'd
he'd
make good money, but. Who the fuck's spending 150 to 300,000 on their wedding DJ?
Listen, I may be a rugby league player. Maybe.
I wonder what his number would have been to play Munster's wedding on New Year's.
I think it would have been big.
Be more than 150, I can guarantee you that.
I would think so. You'd be able to fucking charge a pretty penny for a New Year's gig if you're Fisher.
Tell what I loved out of the Munster wedding photos.
I think I already know, but carry on.
The fox. In his fineries.
Yeah.
Munster's there in a tuxedo, dinner jacket, whatever you want to call it. The fox is in Vans, long white socks, shorts and a t-shirt.
Tracky short. Let's trot shorts.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I know. A friend of the show, the Scope, was there. We're going to need to get some clarification on how that
he was at the was he at the wedding, was he?
Yeah, mate, like you've got to. I need some explanation on how tracky shorts, let's trot tracky shorts, came to be what was worn. Like, it wouldn't shock me if like he split his pants or some shit and had to get changed, but like the Vans, but
you
again,
reckon
bro,
he split
we know
his
leagues,
pants?
Leagues do not give a fuck about dress codes. Remember when we went to the Manly fucking end of season thing?
Yep.
And then obviously our invite for 2023 got lost in the mail, but 2022 one, black tie, you and I dressed to the nines looking gorgeous.
In black
skipper
tie.
Of the club, in black tie. Then the skipper of the club, Daily Cherry Evans, also a friend of the show, in a blue suit with a tie.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's not giving a fuck about dress code, Tom, and then there's wearing Let's Trot tracksuit shorts to a wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, there's levels to this shit, and
yeah,
as Scope would say, and that has taken the fucking cake for me. Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, that was fucking glorious from the Fox. It was fucking fantastic. It was a bizarre photo, but shout out to him.
And it's bizarre because everyone else is at least in a suit, although I don't know what the dress code was, but if it was black tie, then everyone's missed it except Munster.
Well, how does that work, right? Like, you don't wear a tuxedo unless the thing's black tie, right?
No. Sometimes I've been to weddings, multiple weddings, where the dress code is like fucking, you know, formal, and then only the bridal party is in black tie.
In fact, I think that may have been the fucking case with Streeties.
It was.
There you go.
So it happens. But so it does happen. At Streeties, no one was in Let's Trot tracksuit shorts. So, you know what? It's sort of...
Yeah.
Not the same thing.
If we ever get Josh Adokar on the podcast, we should wear black tie and just have him wearing whatever the fuck he's wearing.
Love it. Absolutely love it. It would have been... I'm keen to sit Scope down off air. Sorry, punters and dribblers. And just get that hot, sweaty goss.
Yeah. Need a bit of that. Cricket's on tomorrow, Edward. The Sydney test. Firstly...
What's the... Let me look at the weather.
It's not looking great. It's not looking awful. Actually, it's fucking infuriating.
Day two doesn't look very good. Otherwise, it looks all right.
Oh, so tomorrow's meant to be good, is it?
Tomorrow's fine.
Oh, I was hearing days one and two, a bit of drizz.
Nah, tomorrow's all right. Tomorrow looks pretty fucking good. So you can jam that. Everyone that's fucking negative about the test. Tomorrow, any chance of rain? 10%. Partly cloudy, slight chance of shower, most likely in the afternoon and evening. Nah, we'll be right. We'll be right, mate.
Love that. It's funny. Normal years, this would be fucking on the precipice of the last test of the summer. This feels better to me. Like, I hate that fucking this is... Do you know what I mean? Like, this is usually when summer's over, sort of.
We've been over this many, many times, mate. There was always room for more test cricket in January. There always was.
And it's going to... I'm pumped that this is... We're only hitting the third one, even though it's the West Indies after this. But I'm wet for it, buddy. That's all. And like the cricket, sure. Dave Warner's last test. Yeah, I guess so.
Well, but at least they had a bit of a crack. They had a crack last test, which warms the heart from a competitive perspective, because the first test was a fucking clinic. They showed a bit in the last test. So we might get a little bit of half-decent cricket, Tom. Fingers crossed. Listen. Gods be good.
Gods be good, fingers crossed. I'm a fan of the cricket. I love it. But I'm more excited to get up into that fucking room with all my mates and just sink piss for 2 days and just chat shit. Like, that's what it is. It's just, it's dribble and yarn in its purest form. It's like the best setting for it, I think.
Yep. It's comfortably the best setting for it. And everyone just, and the stats just come out. You know what
it's
I mean?
Stats,
it's just dribbly. It's just dribbly dribble. Stats. And the fucking age in which we live means that even if you're in a ballpark, you can look it up, you get the right answer. You know what I mean? It's just, you're on Google half the day just looking shit up.
Yeah.
At least I
Seriously.
Am.
It's so good, dude. It's pure. It's pure stuff. That's why I need to get back to full health so I can properly rip.
Yeah, you do, because it could be an early one.
Yeah, I know. I was an early one into a late one. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for 2 days of power. Fucking.
I won't be going early the second day, though. You can fucking jam that.
No, fuck that. I mean, early first day. But then, see, I wouldn't mind going out after the cricket. Like, I like this time when you, like, the day's over and then you go out to dinner and you're flogged and you go out somewhere and just eat a fucking big meal at some restaurant, keep going, and then you roll home and you get up and you go again.
But we could do all that. You know what I mean? Whatever. Anything's possible for a couple of young fucking fans of the game.
In the prime of their life.
In the prime of their lives. In the absolute pinnacle of their careers.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, I don't know if we mentioned at the start, like, I know that for punters and dribblers everywhere, they're still in 2023, right? Like, the year of the dribbler. I mean, the dribbling year doesn't start until February. But by the Judeo-Christian calendar, it is the new year, and it's just worth reminding everyone that 2024 has officially been announced as the year of the punter and the dribbler. It was announced.
Yeah, listen, great point you make. Dribbling New Year, not till the 1st of February. But, I mean, you know, so scientists have all concluded unanimously, year of the punter and the dribbler. That's what that's what the ice core data is suggesting, Tom, that this year going to be the year of the punter and the dribbler.
Yeah, the quant modeling suggesting wherein much like when they can predict like a La Nina, it's like, oh fuck, no, this is a year of punting and dribbling for sure.
It's like it's not even a question. It just is.
No. It just is.
So I hope that allays some fear out there in the community that potentially it wasn't the year of the punter and the dribbler. That's incorrect. Mm-hmm. It absolutely is.
No, that is. I tell you what, though. Which one's the wet season? La Nina?
El Nino, isn't it?
El Nino? Whatever.
Or maybe is it La Nina?
Whatever the wet one is.
Yeah.
The wet, let's just say for the purpose of this conversation, La Nina is wet. Everyone was like, oh, fuck, this summer's going to be hot as shit. It's going to be hot and dry and fucked. And now I don't know whether, like, I am just speaking from my own very personal bubble that I live at, which is in a coastal town of Bondi Beach.
Mm.
But it seems like it's been just as fucking wet.
Mate, I was having the exact same thought the other day. I was like, well, Elle and I were talking about it. We're like, it's not been fucking 40 degrees and dry every day. It hasn't been that hot at all, really. It has, obviously, weeks on weeks off, but it's not hot now, really. And it's fucking rained every day. It's been thunderstorms all the time.
Shitting with rain every day.
Which makes me think...
You've got like a couple of hot days at the start of December.
Which makes me realise no one knows what's going on. Not really. And that's not me being a conspiracy theorist. I'm just saying no one really fucking knows what's going on. They just don't.
No. Doesn't feel like it, Ed. Doesn't
if you can't like predict it. Weather more than 2 days out, then do you know what's going on? For you to sit but there and tell me that it's going to be a fucking super dry summer when you can't even fucking predict if it's going to rain in 2 days or not, sounds like you're talking shit.
Now, obviously, we don't want to go and start jinxing bushfires and shit. But, I thought it was meant to be like, you know, plan your bushfire fucking escape plan. I thought it was meant to be bushfire city this summer. They were talking about the fuel loads and shit in the bush and all that sort of stuff.
Obviously, they were talking fuel summer. Loads. They were talking a month fuel loads. In,
but, like, there was fuel load rhetoric getting around.
Yes, there was. Huge fuel load rhetoric. And... touch wood, I haven't seen anything of it.
Yeah, like I'm not saying I'm disappointed that the fuel load rhetoric hasn't, you know, come to bear. But obviously we'd much prefer that, you know, bushfires don't happen. But just heat generally, it being dry generally, it's overcast and rainy all the time and it's pissing me off.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, the cricket looking all right. So we cross our fingers and our toes.
Yeah, exactly. Dribblers.
We cross
exactly.
our fingers and exactly our toes. Right. And then we'll be on Warner to ton up in front of his people at home.
Yeah, we will be. Oh, we will be. I'll be looking forward to a little bit of punting. I'm not going to lie to you. Fellas, I reckon, fucking given the situation, given the circumstances, given the fact that we were very close, we were looking to reschedule times. Is Tom going to make it? Is he fucking, does he do the first ever toilet potty? You know, and he's got a barbecue. What are we going to do here? The fact that we've been able to rally, get on here and do 45 brave rugby league minutes of fucking podcasting is a testament to all of us and a sign of just huge things to come in 2024.
Huge. I mean, you can't keep us down is basically what we're getting at.
Yeah.
The bravest 45 minutes in podcasting this year. It's not even close.
Not even close. Comfortably.
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 I love you both dearly, and I will see you tonight, Tom.
Yeah, ciao, everyone.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.